Otter Island, episode 7, Lions for the Island, take 1. I can tell you. I am sorry I was not able to tell you this sooner. I could not speak to you in your dreams, not in any great detail. Any radiant telepathy would have been overheard by my enemy. Nexicol, the devilish tree spirit. I could not risk having him overhear us, but here, within Cafe, I can communicate freely. It was your father. No, your second father. His name is Orin. He is the magician of transformation. Nexicol tricked him. He wished for a real family, so Nexicol turned him into a human and sent him to live with a human family. He then erased everyone's memory so that it was as if he never existed. But he could not affect everyone. No, because I am as powerful as he is, in my own way. He thinks that he has altered my memory, and that is what I want him to think. But he could not master you either. Do you remember those dreams you had? It is your father. He only knows that something is wrong. He doesn't know what it is. But Orin had no magical powers. He only studied magic. There is one other thing. Zur spoke of the genie of the shell. I know this genie. His name is Mardam. In his ring lived a ghast named Khaled. Mardam was a terrible creature, cruel and treacherous. It was I who locked Mardam into a shell. I have since hidden both the shell and the ring. I must ask you not to look for them. Prince Mi has enlisted a guardian party to hold the veil. They will take care of you. You should stay here and wait for news. King Midge is meeting with Malcrum and the Coastal Patrol about how they might uncover Nexicol's plans. When they have more information, Midge will call a coalition meeting here. Let me do that line again. You should stay here and wait for news. King Midgeville is meeting with Malcrum and the Coastal Patrol about how they might uncover Nexicol's plans. When they have more information, Midgeville will call a coalition meeting here.